What is going on, guys? Welcome back to Be Fit with Brian Pruitt. I'm your host, Brian, and this is episode 3. This episode is going to be a bit of a hybrid. I have a lot of exciting things planned for this podcast. I almost said website. For this podcast, for just ideas, stuff I want to talk about. But I figured it'd be a fun thing to do, to ask my Instagram fam some questions. And I figured I would jump on and answer. So I'm going to get to that at the end. But before that, I wanted to piggyback off of what I had heard on my beautiful wife, Gigi's podcast with her father. It was a powerful podcast. If you haven't listened to it, definitely go check it out. It's something that I think is very practical. It's powerful and it's life-changing. And I think I had a conversation with a buddy today. We have so much knowledge, like we have so much data and information these days. But I think what we lack a lot of times, at least for myself, is internalizing that truth, internalizing the data, and putting to practice the advice that you hear. So listening to a podcast and reading a book and going to a seminar, it's all great. I mean, it's going to be great. It can be amazing for you. But if you just take it, you get excited about it for a week, you get amped up, pumped up about the information for like a couple of days, then it fizzles out and you're back to square one. You're back to where you were. And I've felt that for sure. I know many people have. I think that's a natural thing, but I know why I feel that. I feel that because I haven't internalized and I haven't put it into practice. So step one is hearing or getting the information. Step two is internalizing it, like truly understanding what it means and what it changes about your life and changes about your behavior moving forward. And then number three, practicing it, putting it into practice, right? Like repeating it. There's the quote where, excellence is not a one-time thing. It's not a one and done sort of event, but excellence is the repetition. It's in the practice of doing. So excellence isn't a one-time thing. It's a habit. So if you want to be excellent in your fitness, your relationships, your spiritual walk, your business, or whatever it is, like I don't care what it is, it takes repeated excellence to be great at it, right? So a couple of big things that jumped out to me. So what are my gems from that podcast? Because arguably the guy is one of the best football coaches to ever do it. You know, he's elite. You can argue a lot of things, but what he's done with different teams, different locations, different talent is unarguably one of the best to ever do it. So it's like when he talks, there is a lot of weight to those words because of what he's accomplished. So with that being said, a few things that really jumped out to me, which I freaking loved, was his idea. Like number one, God does not make mistakes. He does not make mistakes. I believe in my heart wholeheartedly that you were created. I was created on purpose for a purpose. You know, whoever you are, you have talents, gifts, abilities, interests, and passions that no one else has on the face of the earth. And you hear that, but again, it goes back to, I wonder if we internalized that truth and lived it out, what our lives would look like. What our day-to-day would look like if we truly believe that God doesn't make mistakes and he created us with a purpose and for a purpose. Like that is so freaking cool. So number one, God does not make mistakes. All right. So number two is there's greatness in everyone. So I don't care if you don't feel great or you look around and you might not say you're great. There's greatness within you. And I know that because I'm speaking from firsthand experience. I think if you were to say true success is being great and excellent, everything you do day in and day out, every single day, having no moment of weakness, I think you'd look around and there'd be an empty room because people just, that's the human nature. We can't possibly measure up to that level of greatness, perfection. But to know that there's greatness in you, there's greatness in everyone. And so the idea is most people just don't live that out. Most people don't discover that greatness. You know, for me, I hope I'm stepping more into my greatness. I think it's really just finding what fears you have, and then going straight into it. Like, I think God calls us to dive into our fears because we have certain fears, I think, that ultimately are there to hold us back. But the flip side is, if you can pursue it, if you can overcome, push through and conquer that fear, I think God places incredible blessings on the other side of that fear. And number three, the last point is, the decisions you make will ultimately define you. So again, we can point the finger, we can blame, we can complain, defend our situation, defend our decisions, why we didn't measure up, why we didn't accomplish something. And I've done that so many times in my life, but now I'm on this mindset of, if I do that, that's just holding me back longer. When I realize that I can't control the events that happen to my life and happen to me, but I can 100% control how I react, that frees me up. It frees you up to know that life is sometimes out of your control, let's be honest. But your reaction, your response can be autopilot, or it can be intentional. You know, it can be a purposeful reaction, a purposeful response. And that is why I think and believe that the decisions you make ultimately do define you. You choose to make a decision that's going to benefit your life and push you further and improve your life, or you make the decisions to shrink back and become less of yourself and become bitter or take the easy way out. I mean, it's that simple. So it's really A or B, and your decisions define that. And that's your responsibility. That's the beautiful part about this. You have the freedom and the responsibility of your own life. Imagine if you didn't have the responsibility. Like, some people out there will say, like, I don't have any responsibility in my life. It's all, I'm a product of what I've been around, or I'm a product of my surroundings, however you want to say it. But that takes away all of your opportunity, because you're able to just deflect the blame. And trust me, I think there's a million reasons why you could come up with the fact that you didn't do something, or you didn't have success here, or this didn't work out. But I'm telling you, from my experience, when I took that complaining, took the blame out and stopped pointing fingers at anybody or anything else besides me, life changed for me in that moment. And so the goal is to continue to do that over and over again, right? So those are my three gems, my three big points from that podcast. I think it was incredibly powerful. Like I said, I think the winners, the people who get it, they'll hear it and then they'll put it into practice. So I challenge you, I challenge myself to put those ideas and live them out. Put them into practice and live them out. And that's going to be the biggest game changer in your life. So go make it happen. All right, so let's get to some Instagram questions. First one is from a buddy. He goes, how are you able to maintain a positive mindset and push through even on the bad days? I think my answer to that would be to get super familiar with your why. I mean, you have to know why you're doing something or why you are who you are. And so for me, when I have bad days or when I have things coming at me and I feel overwhelmed or stuff's not going my way and I got a million different things going on that's just seeming like they're bringing me down, I understand, like, again, I'm created with a purpose. I'm created to overcome. And so my why is to love my wife, to give her an amazing life. Same thing with my future kids, to give them an amazing life. And so if you can tie your why into the obstacles and the bad days, and you tell yourself, hey, look, like, this isn't ideal. I wouldn't choose this, but guess what? I'm going to overcome, because there's two options. And one is to shrink back and complain and to pity, you know, go into self-pity. But the other one is to step into that consistently, you know, step into the frustration, step into the fear, step into the depression, you know, go find help for sure if it gets super bad. But I think that's the biggest thing, is knowing your why. Somebody said, if you have a big enough why, you can make it through anyhow. So it just shows you right there, like, if you're going through a storm or if you're going through bad days, even if it's a casual bad day, understand the bigger picture. I think zooming out to a macro level is the most important thing. Understanding, what's the point of all this? Like, what do you feel called to do? And what do you feel your purpose is? What do you feel your why is? And then that makes the micro stuff, the day-to-day things that get people all out of whack and they stress out about stuff, that gives you some peace of mind. All right, next question. How tall and how old are you? I am 5'11 and a half with shoes on. No, I'm 5'11 and 178 around there, 180 around there. So question number three is a little bit similar to question number one, so I'll keep it short and sweet. And the question is, how do you keep motivated, or what keeps you motivated to work out after such a long time doing it? And the answer to that is because I just fell in love with the process. I mean, yes, I love the results. I love to look good, feel good, you know, play well and enjoy life. But I really just fell in love with the idea of lifting or moving my body, finding ways to make things a playground, to move, right? So I think just falling in love with the process really opens that up to long-term success, because I'm not really after like a 30-day challenge and hoping I get a certain result. I mean, that's great. You should. I mean, that can absolutely help you, but I'm in it for the long term. Like, I want to like live and enjoy this life to the fullest. And I think it's just falling in love with the process. And once you get into that momentum, once you realize moving your body and lifting things and sweating, everything in your life gets enhanced, then that's when you just fall in love with the process and you continue to stay consistent and you find new ways to maybe switch things up and do things differently, keep it exciting. But that's the main thing. I mean, that's what keeps me going. So question number four, somebody asked about, am I reading the Bible program for the year? I go through different I go through different Bible plans on the Bible app, and those are great, but I think reading through books of the Bible is the most powerful thing. Like, I sometimes do think you should enhance it with some direction with the Bible app and find a plan that works for you. But I think just reading through books right now, I have BeFit. I have a bunch of guys in BeFit doing Philippians, and we did Ephesians, we did James. And so we'll just tackle like a chapter, give or take one or two a week. And we really just, again, meditate on the scripture. I think we can get caught up in reading so many books and getting into so many different ideas. But I think you have to really slow it down and spend time on certain passages, spend time on certain scripture and meditate on it and live it out that week. Like, understand the depths. And I think you can't even understand. Begin to understand the depths of what it's saying and how it can radically change your life. That's the best way, in my opinion, to study scripture and to read the Bible. All right, question number five. My buddy Bob asked, where did the name urban come from? And my answer is, I believe it's the root word for suburban. I believe that's what it is. I actually don't know where that came from. You've got to ask him, you know, but that is true. Who else in the world, like, do you know another urban? Because I don't. Somebody asked, question number six, somebody asked, do you ever bring up faith and business discussions? So I'm going to take this question in a different way, because yes, it comes up, to answer your question, Sean. It comes up in business, or it comes up in the day-to-day naturally, but I really do stand by. I have this conversation a lot with guys. The best way to live out the gospel is to be the gospel. You know, the best way to tell somebody about Jesus is to love and to serve and to give like Jesus did, of your time, your energy, and your money, right? So I fail at that every single day, but I truly believe people don't really care what you preach to them or what you tell them. They rather feel you and know you and be changed from the inside out. And so I guess the short answer is, I want to lead them to Jesus, so they can meet Jesus and be radically changed by him and not have me, you know, preach at somebody. So again, it's living the gospel. It's living Jesus focused. And if somebody asks me, I'll 100% answer and have a conversation, but it's not like I force that down anybody's throat, you know, on a day-to-day basis, right? Somebody asked, Tori asked, who's your biggest inspiration and what did they inspire you to do? I mean, short answer, I think growing up, like, legitimately Tim Tebow. I've had the privilege to meet him and kind of be around him a little bit. And that dude is the realest guy around. I mean, I think with what he's done, he was the most public figure, in my opinion, growing up, that was like all about Jesus. And so he was like, he did not care what people thought. You know, in fact, he might have had a better football career if he wasn't so outspoken. But I really respect that guy. And he would be the same. He'd be the first one to tell you the moment it changed for him. And I think this is the commendable part is when, cause like myself, he's a people pleaser. He likes people. He likes people to have a good time. He likes to be liked. But the moment he said, you know what, I'd rather be respected than liked. That's when everything changed. So if you live your life on that, and that's what I'm trying to do now, if you can live your life based on, I just want to be respected for what I believe in, for what I stand up for. And if they like me, great. If they dislike me, that's fine. You know, life is short. People don't like you. That's fine. You know, you kind of brush it off and continue living on, right? My buddy Carlo asked me a funny one. This is good. He goes, Tyler, Sterling, or Nick. You have to drink with one, best friend the other, and kill the third. So this is actually the easiest one I've had to answer tonight. And it is the order goes, I would best friend Tyler, I would have a drink with Nick, and I would 100% kill Sterling. It's not even a question. All right. And that kind of wraps up this episode. I like to end on a fun note like that. That was cool. But if you like this episode, share it. I want to have some fun with this too. So this is kind of a hybrid episode, but I will be getting into more mindset stuff. I'll share what works for me, try to bring on dope people who I vibe with, who I think can be super beneficial from what they've experienced, their backgrounds, how they think. But guys, until then, be healthy, be inspired, and be fit. We'll see you next time.